We are back with the post-EC2 podcast. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin. We're on fire. The synchronistic effect, the compounded effect, the synergy was surreal. We're here with Tony Dillinger. We came to your studio. Tony, thank you so much. You went out of your way. Napoleon Hill, in his book Think and Grow Rich, the classic of all classics, talked about going the extra mile. You went the extra mile. We arrived. You had a buffet, beautifully decorated. You had rearranged your entire studio. There was a stage. There was a girl. And your energy, your stories. You know, here I am. It's 2 days after the new year, and we're already doing more podcasts. We got the dates locked in for the next one and all of that. I said thank you to all my colleagues because you cannot go through something like that, even if you're the organizer, without being massively inspired by the compounded effect. You have a strength about you, a sharpness, and you make things happen. You're a true hustler. So
thank you. Thank you.
We're starting the year. Last year, you and I, when we did the first interview, you said each year it's about topping it. So what's the key secret to top it from the beginning of the year?
Well, I think it's about having a game plan and kind of getting excited about it, making yourself excited. I remember when I was a normal guy, just a regular guy like a lot of these guys out there, and I would just go to work, and it was just like another day. And I said, what's the big deal? I guess the biggest thing about New Year's was just about drinking, partying, and suffering the next day with a hangover. And I guess that's about it. Go back to your mediocre life. I guess that's basically it. Well, that was the old me. You know, nowadays, I'm already a month ahead. Maybe in October, I'm already getting pumped up, excited about it. I'm already planning my next plan. I'm already been talking to Lisa Daniels. Lisa Daniels, this is going to be a great year. This is going to be a better year than last year. You know, and she's like, well, why? I said, well, because I have some big plans. I'm going to outdo everything I did already in this year. In 2018, I'm going to top it. I'm going to quadruple it. And I'm going to go and push harder. I'm going to push harder in my with my investments that I started with other businesses. And then, of course, with my new magic pill, my male enhancement pill, I'm going to push that even harder. And then, of course, you know, my new venture, which is starting my whole new business, which I'm trying to work on, is starting a full-on post-production company that just does strictly editing and graphic design, and basically just have guys and then have other productions basically come to me and do all their other stuff, just if it's just post-production, basically. Just a post-production company, that's basically what it would be. And that's my goal for this year. So I've been pushing. I'm just, you know, I think the most important thing is to get excited about it, to make it a good thing, not just a negative thing, but a positive thing, and start planning it in October, December, and look forward to that, not just the whole partying and drinking part, but the actual part of accomplishing a new goal and a new life, reinventing yourself. Every new year that comes along, you're reinventing yourself. You're bringing something new to yourself, making life exciting, because at the end of the day, it's about making life worth fucking living, and that's the thing. Life should not be boring. Life should not be the same as every single day. Every day should be exciting. Every day should be a motivation to get up in the morning because something new and exciting is going to happen. If that's not happening to you guys, then it's time to make a fucking change. Get your ass, save the money. If you guys don't have the money, I know we all have issues with money. We all have run into that problem, you know, but save the money. Everyone knows how to save. If you don't know how to save, then learn how to save. Okay, that's your goal for 2019. Learn how to save the fucking money. Get yourself some tickets to this event. Get yourself out to Vince's podcast. Get yourself out there. If you need to be motivated, then do it. Get there and make the first step to make the change. It's a baby step. If you have to start small, then hey, start small. But it's a step towards success, you know. So I'm so excited about this event we just had this past week. It was an amazing, amazing event. Amazing event. I've got to meet so many of the guys. A lot of the guys were inspired by what I said. And, you know, and like I told a lot of the guys at the end, I said, you know, I'm inspired by you guys. You guys inspire me. The more you guys come out here and I see I'm making changes and I'm motivating you, it helps me actually want to inspire me to motivate others, because that's what it's all about. And I think this is the reason Vince does it too, to give back, and give this knowledge back that's so important for men to have. And I truly believe that.
Tony, during your talk today, you just said start small. And during your talk, I was mesmerized. You talked about some of your earlier businesses when you were at the swap meet, and you're a true entrepreneur, and you made no excuse, and you got things going. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, you know, I know I talk about my dad a lot. Maybe I should bring him up on stage. But one thing is my father always taught me. You know, my father was not college educated. He just had a basic high school, you know, education. You know, he went to Vietnam, drafted during the Vietnam War, and you know, a lot of his experiences are through life experiences, which I think are some of the best hands-on experiences that you could possibly have personally. You know, you can go to school. I know so many guys that go to school. They go to school. Oh, I'm going to school for this degree. I'm going to school for that degree. You can get all the degrees in the fucking world, but sometimes that's not even what you end up using in life. I say, you know, school's great. I'm nothing against education. You know, I went to college. I understand education, everything. It's helped me in certain parts, in small parts. Not a lot. I actually used a lot of other things from life experiences. But, you know, so not knocking college education down at all. But at the same time, use what you have. Use what you have. And that's one thing I've learned from my father is we use what we have. And we had a ability to talk. We had ability to use our fucking brains. And, you know, one time I took my dad out to go paintball shooting. And we went to this little tiny hole in the wall to go buy our paintballs and guns and stuff. It was a little place in Pacoima. I don't know if any of you guys know the San Fernando Valley, but Pacoima is a very poor area of town in the San Fernando Valley. And we went there, and this guy just had a little tiny shop that he opened up in his dad's muffler shop. Little tiny, but when he brought out a pocket full of cash money wrapped in rubber bands, this kid was only 22 years old, and he was making so much money, cash money, from all these kids. This is before the recession, of course. And so my dad saw that wad of money, and my dad just retired. And my dad saw that money, and he said, Tony, there's money in this business. And I said, Dad, well, you know, I only play it, but I don't know where to go buy the stuff. I don't know where to go buy the wholesale and all this item. I don't know where to get the wholesale license. I don't know where any of this stuff is. My dad said, well, we're going to find out. Within 2 weeks, we went back to the same guy. The guy did not want to help us. He said, oh, it's very hard business. And, yeah, don't even bother. You know, you have to do this, and you have to get a license and this and that. And usually people would be oh, yeah, you're right. It's too hard. Yeah, I better not. Yeah. But my dad actually said, you know what? The more he pushed us away from it, the more my dad knew there was a profit to be made. So that's something to think about too, because a lot of the competition doesn't want you to go in there, doesn't want you to go. That's less money for them. So sure enough, we went, and my dad, within a couple of weeks, my dad said, hey, let's go get the business license. Boom. Went to down the city hall, got the business license. Next one, we got the wholesale license. We did all this within, I think, a week to a week span. And before you know it, we went to paintball stores, and we just started buying whatever off the shelf. They gave us a little bit of a discount. We bought a bunch of masks, maybe about 10 masks. We bought maybe about 10 boxes of paintballs. We bought maybe a couple guns to put on the wall. But everything was there was really no profit in it, because we're basically buying retail with a small discount. And before you know it, within, I would say, under a month, we got a little spot in the swap meet, and we were open for business. Before you know it, we started selling. People started coming to see us. Before you know it, that kid was so pissed off that we opened a business, couldn't believe that we opened the business. And before you know it, we took all his business away. Not we weren't trying to take him out of business, but it was just we provided better service. So before you know it, the thing blew up, and we got a bigger location. Then we moved into our own a store location. And before you know it, it just blew up, got bigger, 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 bigger. And, of course, we hit the recession part, and things slowed down tremendously. And, you know, we ended up closing. But we went on for about 5 years. So I said, you know what, it was a good run. I learned a lot. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, sometimes you have a business and whether it's timing, location, it could be a number of things that these things go wrong, you know. But at the same time, it was one hell of a learning experience, and I cherish those times a lot, because I learned a lot about not so much about running a business, but so much about nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And you know what, with very little money we had, we started a business, and it was a success. I would say 5 years is a pretty good run, you know. So for a business that we had no idea what the fuck we were doing. So, you know, it was a wonderful experience. And that's one thing I always try to push on to everyone else is that, you know, don't get discouraged by not having a lot of money. Don't get discouraged by not having a lot of education. Don't get discouraged by not having the proper means to start. You can always research. You can always make the effort. And all it takes is the passion. The passion. With that passion, you can do anything. And that's one thing I see you, Vince. You have so much passion behind everything you do. And that's why you're so successful in what you do, because of that passion that you have. It's all over you. It's from the top of your toes to the top of your mohawk. That is all passion right there. I see it. I feel it. You ooze passion in everything you do. And that's why you're successful at what you do. It's simple as that. So if any of you guys listening out there, you want to have a good example, look up Vince. Do your research on this. This guy's been doing this for years. I didn't even know. I've known Vince for quite some time now. I didn't even know until I started doing my research, looking at his website, and I started seeing, God, this guy's been doing for this long? Holy shit. And so I was like, wow, that's a big thing to be able to hold on to that and keep it going, because it's constantly changing all the time with the new generations that come in. But a lot, many of the similar issues that we still have. But so at the end of the day, everything, I think, guys, is passion. I truly believe passion is the drive behind success.
And passion can help us to find what we want also. A lot of people have it backwards. They wait until they have it all in place to get started. They wait until they know what to say to talk to girls. They wait until they have the money. It's backwards, 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 backwards.
True.
And
true,
you absolutely have it in place. You have it in place. So two questions came up, Tony. I'm so inspired. Takes one to recognize one. And also, guys, start to recognize that within. An amazing question, instead of comparing, is to start to recognize that it's present within you as well. God is not only a holy thing, it's also that life force within you, that you see greatness in others, it's present within you. So if you go like, what within me is already there that has that passion and can help me to get started with a business? You have so much strength, so many qualities. It would almost be awesome once to do an interview where we stop and we highlight all the qualities, we break it down. What came up right there was, like, you mentioned the recession, but you didn't let that affect you. You restarted and you topped yourself and you went into another industry. Tell us about that, Tony,
correct,
if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, once the recession hit, you know, my father was just pretty much, he said, slow down tremendously. And I said, you know, Dad, you know what? We had a good run. Let's close up shop. And, you know, I said, you know, you retired now, even though he did enjoy it. It was time. So I went back into school and started getting some more certifications with the Microsoft certifications and so on. And I went to work for the studios. So I got a job working for the studios in Burbank and as a network security engineer, and basically did that for about, gosh, 6-7 years. And then, of course, I started another business, which was doing private consulting, basically building computers and monitoring servers, building servers for small companies and stuff like that. So I did that little side business at the side. I still had a regular job. But from there, you know, I kind of was motivated to start something else. I wasn't happy. I wasn't content. It was a great paycheck. I made great money. It was great. It was great having a paycheck on Friday. You know, it was great being able to call out sick and get paid for it. It was great to have a vacation. All those things were wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But I was not my own boss. I still had to answer to somebody, you know, And, I just knew I had more potential and I wanted to do more. And at the same time, it was nice getting a paycheck and it was nice having a stability. I wasn't challenged. You know, I wasn't challenged. And there's a lot of people that like living in that bubble, that security bubble. That security bubble is a beautiful thing. It's a wwonderful thing for the right people, I guess, for the wrong people, for the wrong reasons, I don't know. But for me, I needed to get out of that security bubble. I needed a challenge. I've always liked living on the edge. I've always challenged myself. You know, I enjoy the challenge. I think I mentioned that before. It gives me a hard on. I love the challenge. I love putting myself against things that are against me and seeing if I can pull it off. And many times I do, you know, and I get excited. I'm jumping around like a kid because I accomplished something or I learned a new thing that was almost impossible to learn. So, you know, for me, it's that's what drives me a lot of it is the challenge, you know. So the starting the new business was always a thing I wanted to do, and eventually it kind of got me into going towards the porn business, which the porn business was something I've always been interested in. And whenever I watched porn when I was a civilian, I would watch it, and it was so weird because, you know, everyone's jerking off and everything. But for me, you know, I was jerking off too, I'm sure. But at the same time, I was really fascinated with the whole production part. You know, I was really fascinated, like, wow, I wonder how they do that. I wonder what house that's at. I wonder how they do the lighting in there. I wonder what camera angles they do. I wonder why this guy moves around so much with the camera. I wonder why this is so done so wrong. I mean, God, I think I can do better than this guy. You know, so I was so fascinated with the production part of it because I worked in the studios. I would see actual real productions. You know, we would do televised a lot of you know, mainstream TV shows, and as well as the news and several other things they would do, game shows and a variety of different shows. So I would see it, and then I would look at the way porn was filmed. I said, man, I can do better than that. I know how all this works behind the scenes. And so I kind of just was fascinated with it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start something. And I've always heard the potential of the, you know, adult industry. There was so much potential. But at the same time, I got into it at a time where it was VHS was done and DVD was going out the door already. It was already an internet game. So the internet game is a very complicated game because everything is up for grabs. It's up for free. So how the fuck do you make money when everyone's putting shit out there for free? Now, that's the number one, the million-dollar question right there. How do you make money with it? People ask me this all the time. Do you even make money doing this, Tony? I said, well, listen to me. If you know me, I would not be here if there was no money to be made. I would not fucking be here just for the fuck of it. So do I tell anybody how I make money? Not really. I'll tell you a certain extent. The only way I tell you is if you come on my network and I'm making a cut of that money. That's the only way I'm going to tell you my secrets. But other than that, you know, but at the same time, it was very hard for me to learn. You know, nobody wanted to teach me. Nobody wanted to show me. I had to go out and investigate and do all kinds of research and find out how the fuck is all these big companies making the money. So long story short, you know, I got into that. And from there, you know, it was just a process of learning, failing, and then learn one thing. So it was a lot of failure, but at the same time, I knew I can do it. And I just threw myself in every uncomfortable situation possible. You know, whether it was casting myself, I would go and audition for parts myself as an actor, you know. And, you know, I did drama in high school, so I did have professional acting coaching over the years. And, of course, I did acting classes throughout the years, and I did several other stuff growing up because I wanted to be an actor when I was younger. But I never really pursued it because it just lost interest in it. But I put myself in all kinds of stuff. So I actually auditioned for a reality show that was on Showtime, and I got the part, and it was about this famous porn director and his life in the porn industry. And so basically they put me on there, and I was like a personal trainer for these girls, the porn stars that lived with him. And so I had several segments where I was on the show. It was called Family Business, I believe it was called. It was on Showtime. I think you can find it on Netflix or something like that. But anyways, so it was kind of an opener for me because I got to see even more how this whole thing is done. Just a small, it wasn't an X-rated show, but it was because, you know, it was on Showtime. But it was at the same time, it gave me a bird's eye view of how everything was done. And basically, from there, I just kept pushing more and more and more and motivated me. And of course, you know, I quit my job. And when I quit my job, I'll tell you something. At first, it was okay. I was on unemployment. You know, at first, I was like, okay, well, I have unemployment. I can survive. Usually, people, when we go on unemployment, actually are looking for another job. When you go on unemployment, you're actually looking for the. For me, I was on unemployment and building a business, which is fucking insane, right? Because who does that kind of shit? You know, you're kind of, you know, that's a total gamble right there. That is a fucking getting the dice and throwing them, and hopefully you hit, you know, you hit those numbers. But I was like, if I fuck up with this unemployment money, I am totally fucked. And so I took that gamble, man, and you know, without even knowing, and sure enough, I failed, all right, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. All that money was gone. Once unemployment stopped, I was like, oh shit, where do I go now? How do I make money? And, you know, thank God I started renting the studio out, to, you know, doing YouTube videos, rap videos, hip hop videos, you know, doing all this YouTube stuff, just a variety of different stuff. Anything I can get, any gig I can get, I would take. And it was working out great. But just like every industry, you have seasonal. It's seasonal. You have your downfall. You have your holidays. You have your days where no one does production. And there's tons of competition. Remember, I'm in the area where it's the epicenter of entertainment. This is where everyone's flying in from all over the world to be famous, right there. All the studios are in the valley there, or in Hollywood, in Los Angeles. I'm in the area right there where everyone's trying to start a hustle in the entertainment business. So, fortunately, I kind of find my angle, and I've had other guys that had studios that kind of got my idea, and they were trying to jump on it and start their own studio. And they weren't successful, and I see them to this day. I don't even think they have their studios no more. And I see them, and I would see what they're doing wrong. But, you know, I always say it like this. Sometimes you got to learn on your own. You got to learn on your own. You got to fail on your own. And if you can come up breathing from the water, good for you. If not, then, hey, find another angle. But keep trying, you know. But you got to go through the process of failing. You got to go through that important process of failing. It's a very, very important process, I believe. You know, you're not going to hit home runs every time. You know, you're going to have to hit those foul balls. You're going to hit some right into the glove. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a trial and error, but you got to keep pushing. Like, it goes back to the whole passion thing. You know, how much do you have passion for it? If you don't have the passion, then maybe it's just not for you. And that's when it's time to quit, when the passion's not there. I'm sorry, I went a little long with that one, Vince.
You have a perfect blueprint, you know. I heard, okay, you start before everybody else. So you started in October. We started before everybody else. You know, Tony, I had this guy who said, suddenly on Sunday, I realized, oh, shit, it's New Year's tomorrow. But it felt like we already had our New Year. And this one guy asked me, like, what are you doing tonight? And I couldn't help but smile thinking about all that I already had done for 4 days in preparation for the New Year during EC2. So you start sooner. Or you start whenever now is now. And then the passion, you got to fuel yourself on a daily basis, and you got to nurture that passion. And then you have no excuse, no education, no money. I've never been with a girl before. I sucked at it my whole life. I'm living with my parents, this and that. No excuse. There is a way. You make a way. You are the way. And then you start small, but you start. And you don't start backward like everybody, you know. And then along the way, it's hard. They tell you, go there, and you go. And they tell you, no, go there, and then you go. And they tell you, no, go back to the first place. But that's the beauty of it. You endure it. You grow. You also need to know when to say no. You know, some people, they get stubborn or they get greedy. So you had your run. And then I love it because you also went to work for somebody else, but for you, it was a study. You were there for yourself. And then the accumulative effect. I see a parallel between you and I. You know, at 15, I decided I wanted to be a tattoo artist. The catch 22 was, in order to get the machines, you needed to be a member of a tattoo club. In order to be a member of a tattoo club, you needed the machines. All my friends were saying, well, I can't because of that. I went and I knocked on doors. I took an airplane all the way at 15 to go to Paris, to London, until I found a guy that said, sure, I'll give you some machines. I'll train you, and I'll make you a member of our club. And then I went from there to music. Music came short. I had a good run, but then I had chronic tendinitis. I went into corporate coaching, but I never saw it as, okay, I'm done with that, next. I've benefited from the accumulative effect. You're now an adult film producer, and you took all that training, all those experiences, and so on. In conclusion, I just want to toss a couple of quick things at you, Tony. That's a beautiful blueprint, you know. Innovation also, very innovative. You know, some people could have stayed with the VHS and be out of business, but you anticipated. Others are concerned about making the money. You make the money. Now, at the time of this recording, is January 2nd, okay? By now, my experience has been that it's the time when you got to start to take on the challenges. Getting overly busy, other people not following through, dealing with the rest of the world, time. So most, even sometimes the most motivated around this period of time, they quickly go back into the everyday hypnosis. And before we know it, it's February, it's March, it's fucking tax season, it's this, it's the summer, and another year has gone by. So what best recommendation would you have for this first month, like this week, tomorrow the 3rd, then the 4th, to stay on it, to top it, and to make a solid statement to yourself, the world, the universe, that this is different. This is different. So what's your own way to make sure that you don't go dormant? And I'm sure plenty of challenge arise on your side, but what allows you to make sure that you keep that rhythm and you top it throughout the year? Because you do. I know that.
Well, that's a great question. And you know what? That right there, Vince, is probably the biggest challenge for even the best out there. I'm sure Tony Robbins goes through this. You know, I mean, you have to, the months go by fast. Before you know it, a year's over. Like, oh, shit, year's over. Oh, my gosh, I barely started my goal. You know what? So that's a great question. And, you know, I deal with that with a lot of people. A lot of some of the people I coach personally, they could talk to me and they come with their bad days and they tell me, I feel so unmotivated today and this and this and that. And one thing I always tell everyone, I always say like this, well, listen, one thing I learned from computers, I'll just try to use this as a metaphor right here. But, when I was doing IT work, one thing I would tell people was when was the last time you rebooted your computer? Because, oh, my computer's sluggish. It's not working. The email's not opening up. The browser's taking forever. It's not moving. Da, 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 da. When was the last time you rebooted? Oh, I don't know, like 2 months ago. I go, well, let's do this. I want you to reboot your computer. What's that mean? Well, you're going to, two ways you can do it. You can shut down or you can restart or you can hold the power button for 30 seconds. Let's try doing the 30-second thing, okay? So hold it in for 30 seconds. Let's reboot that computer. Now count with them. 1, 2, 3, do the whole thing. Boom, it reboots. Okay, go ahead, log in, put your credentials in. Okay, credentials are in. Boom, boom, boom. You're in. Oh, my God, it opened up. Oh, my God, you're a genius. I'm like, yeah, I know. But this is the thing. It's same thing in life. What I always tell everyone, if you're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling stuck, we all get there. I always tell everyone this. This is one thing I actually tell my daughter, actually. My daughter calls me. She's very, very high-driven. She's very motivated, but she does get in her slumps. And she'll tell me, Dad, I'm so unmotivated. I didn't go to the gym today. I ate bad. And I haven't written my music. My music is falling, behind. I haven't done my production and this and this and that. I'm writing music for somebody, and I haven't finished it. And they're waiting for me. I said, listen, there's no way you're going to accomplish anything right now. You're overwhelmed. You're done. So what I want you to do is I want you to hit the reset button. I want you to hold that button for 30 seconds. 30 seconds, I want you to reset. And the way you reset is you just walk away. Walk away. Go see a movie. Go hang out with a friend. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of the studio. Walk away. Walk away. Hit the reset button. Clear your mind. Come back fresh. And you're going to notice everything is a little bit smoother. Everything is just a lot smoother. Everything seems to function a lot better when the mind is reset. And I do that myself. Sometimes I have so much fucking things. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. And I'm just like, fuck it. Fuck it. I need to reset. I need to reset myself. So I walk away and I'll tell, hey, Lisa, let's go see a movie tonight. Random. Right now? 10 o'clock at night? So yeah, let's go. Find a movie. Let's go. Let's just go see a movie. I need to clear my mind. I need to reset. So are you sure? You got so much work to do. I go, yeah, but it's not going to get done. It's not going to get done the way I'm working right now. I got too much. I'm overwhelmed. Let's just reset. So hit the reset button. Boom, I come back. Maybe I come back around maybe midnight, 1 in the morning. And I'm ready to work. And I'll stay up working until 7 in the morning. But I'll get everything done. I'll knock it out by 7:30 and done. Done. So I think sometimes you have to find what works for you. Maybe that reset button might not work for everybody. And a lot of people won't even know how to use the reset button. Like, oh, my God, that wastes more time. That's more time lost. Well, actually, sometimes you stay behind. You try to force the work. You're going to do fucked up work. You're going to do shitty work. You're going to get sloppy with the work. The project's going to be shit. It's not your best work. So sometimes that reset has been some of the best options for me, and my daughter. My daughter uses this all the time, And the reset button is just another strategy to use practice with it. It might not work for everybody, but it works for me.
Ooh.
You know?
That is powerful, Tony, because the reset button is also resetting the mind to once again no longer presuppose that it's not going to go through. If we can be willing to go on a reset/reset, we're nurturing the idea that it's going to be fine no matter what. Tony, I thank you so much. You know, I want to hang out a lot with you this year. We're going to do a lot. I know you're busy. I'm about to see you at AVN also. And
yes.
You know what, Tony, genuinely, I used to be a corporate coach. As a businessman, you, businessmen must learn from you. It was called the Evolution of Consciousness Convention. The true evolution of consciousness is when people really open their minds and can appreciate everybody. And you are absolutely top. And you
Thank
also
you.
Have gone. You know, one thing, some of you guys, you're listening to this. Always take the structure. Like for some, for example, I have a pink mohawk. It's not about the fucking pink mohawk. And I know that the day I don't have my pink mohawk, you may see walk around. You may see me walk around with a fucking turban or a Viking hat. Okay, but it's really about not letting your concerns decide. It's really about affirming yourself, following your heart. And Tony, you set the lead with that. Follow your heart. So we'll see you at the next one. It's June 27, 28, 29, and 30th. VIP will have an additional experience at your place. And thank you for everything that you bring to the plate, Tony.
Thank you, Ben.
We'll
Thank you for having me tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and stay strong. Re-listen. This is a blueprint, you know. This you give a lot, so... Guys, bring
Thank
some
you.
Passion. Re-listen one more time. You will hear so many clues. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, sir.
Until our next time, more to come.
You got it, man. Talk to you soon.